Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Tuesday, April 5. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced an end to COVID-19 vaccine mandates for a range of venues, including pubs, clubs, cafes, restaurants, casinos, cinemas, libraries, museums and stadiums from April 14. Check-in requirements will also be scrapped at those venues. Palaszczuk said the change was due to the high vaccination rate in the state, with 90.5% of Queenslanders aged 12 and over having received two doses of the vaccine. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. John Gerard, announced the state had passed the peak of community transmission for the second wave of the Omicron BA2 strain. Vaccination requirements will still apply in vulnerable settings such as aged care facilities, hospitals, schools and prisons. The Northern Territory has also ditched its vaccine pass for entertainment venues. Two people have been killed in a helicopter crash near the Snowy Mountains in New South Wales. Emergency services found the wreckage about 200 metres east of the Snowy Mountains Highway at Keandra Flats just before midnight. The occupants died at the scene and their identities are yet to be confirmed. A crime scene has been established ahead of an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the crash. It's the second fatal helicopter crash in less than a week after a pilot and four passengers died when their helicopter came down at Mount Disappointment north of Melbourne on Thursday. And Coca-Cola has unveiled a new limited edition flavour that supposedly tastes like pixels. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Bite, which the company describes as being the first ever Coca-Cola flavour born in the metaverse, will be released in the US next month. The drink appeared virtually in late March within the video game Fortnite. Bite is the second flavour to emerge from the company's creations division, following Coca-Cola Starlight, which was supposedly inspired by outer space. Pepsi also recently released Pepsi Nitro, infusing nitrogen instead of carbon dioxide to create a creamier, frothier soft drink. So far, there are no plans to officially release any of the flavours here in Australia. Now, here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Woolworths Holdings has rejected media speculation that it has engaged advisors to investigate a potential sale of department store David Jones. The South African conglomerate says it is not considering an exit from Australia. 101,233 vehicles were sold in Australia during March, marking a slight decrease of 0.5% in auto sales in the year-to-date period compared to last year. Toyota was once again the most popular marque, accounting for around 22% of sales both last month and during 2022. Australia Post estimates that 81% of Australian households shopped online last year, bringing online share of total sales during the period to 19%. According to its new report, a total of $62.3 billion worth of e-commerce sales were recorded during 2021. And taking a look at the markets, it's another strong day for the ASX 200, with technology shares and travel companies leading today's bounce. Meantime, yesterday's stars, the miners, are struggling for traction with the sector firmly in the red. On Wall Street, the Nasdaq led the gains following Elon Musk's acquisition of a 9.2% stake in social media platform Twitter, a purchase that cost the entrepreneur $4 billion Australian dollars. And the Australian dollar is buying 75.39 US cents, 68.7 euros and 1.085 New Zealand dollars. That is your finance fix for Tuesday, April 5, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thanks, Gemma. And that is your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.